What up, what up, what up, y'all? It's Hype Mike, the sports guy. Look, y'all, before we get into this video, if y'all like what y'all see slash hear, be sure to hit that like button below and subscribe. Also, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, and Instagram. Y'all, we got so much more coming for y'all. I'm excited. Let's go. Hey, I love y'all. Peace. What up, what up, what up, y'all? Hi, Mike the Sports Guy, coming at you so fly. And today, we have a very special Laker player evaluation. Y'all, in honor of his Hall of Fame induction, tomorrow, Saturday, May 15, 2021, y'all better check it out. We are doing a Laker player evaluation on the eighth wonder of the world, on Mr. 24, on Mr. You notice I said Mr. both times. It's a sign of respect. Mr. 81. Some people call him KB24. Others simply refer to him as the Black Mamba. I'm talking about the man, the myth, the legend, your favorite player's favorite player, Kobe Bean Bryant. Let's go, Laker Nation. Let's go. Look, I would be remiss before we got started not to acknowledge on January 26, 2020, we lost one of our own. And we send condolences and prayers to the Bryant family and all the family of those who lost loved ones in that accident. But you know what we're going to do, Laker Nation? You know we about to do, Laker Nation, we about to celebrate today. We about to celebrate because the guy who led us, the guy who motivated us, the guy who inspired us is going into the Hall of Halls. Woo! Laker Nation, I'm excited. I'm ecstatic. Let's go. Hey, let's jump right into it with a quote from the man himself, Kobe Bean Bryant. Check this out, y'all. This is a quote from Kobe himself. Everything negative, pressure, challenges, is all an opportunity for me to rise. I'm going to repeat that one more time for those of you who dozed off. Everything negative, pressure, challenges, is all an opportunity for me to rise. Woo! Laker Nation, what more can you ask for? What more can you ask for? This man wasn't just talking about basketball. This man was talking about life. You know what? Let's just get right into it. Let's get right into it with the stats from Kobe Bean Bryant. Look, like I always tell y'all, stats don't tell the whole story, but they do tell a part of it. Check this out, y'all. Kobe Bryant, for his 20-year career, all with the purple and gold, averaged 25 points a game, 5 rebounds a game, and 4.7 assists a game. Now, I'm gonna round that up to 5 a game. Essentially, 25, 5, and 5 for 20 years. Now look, Law, let's switch over to defense. We're gonna switch over to defense. Kobe Bean Bryant, in regards to defensive win shares for his 20-year career. Now, for our audience out there, as I always say, defensive win shares are an individual's impact on a team winning a game defensively. I'll say it one more time. An individual's impact on a team winning a game defensively. Kobe Bean Bryant, all time, is 46 in defensive win shares. Now, for those of you that, you know, don't quite understand what I'm saying, I'm going to put it in context for you. So, Kobe Bean has better defensive win shares than Manu Ginobili, than Dwayne Wade, and the great Gary Payton. Excellent. We're not even talking about offensively. We're talking about on the defensive side of the ball. All right, Laker Nation, let's get into it. Let's get into the nitty gritty. All right, it's time. Let's do this. Look, we already know. This dude came here as a 17-year-old from Lower Merion High School in Philly. He came to the best organization in the NBA. And he struggled. I'm not going to lie to y'all. He struggled. He spent most of his season on the bench. And then in the playoffs, check this out, y'all. In the playoffs, Kobe Bryant, his rookie year, second round of the playoffs versus the Utah Jazz. And I'm talking about the Karl Malone, John Stockton Jazz, that pick and roll game. Y'all remember that? Down 3-1 in the series. Tied at 89. Now, mind you, down 3-1. Y'all know what that means. Gotta win this game. Gotta win this game, or we going back to the crib. Tied at 89. With the game winding down, Kobe's got the ball. He drives. He dribbles. He goes to the elbow for the jumper. Air ball. Yes, y'all. Kobe Bean Bryant air ball the game-winning shot, potentially, with the game on the line. So they go to overtime. You're like, oh, that's not that bad. I mean, shoot, they still in overtime. He then proceeded in overtime to shoot three more air balls as the Lakers lost the game and they lost the series. This is a teenager on the biggest stage airballing. The media tore him apart. Fans were upset. Everybody was upset. You out here airballing? You want an opportunity? You got an opportunity. Now you airballing? He could have easily folded under that. He could have easily said, you know what? This is me. I'm this guy. No. What's the quote again? Let's pull up the quote again. Everything negative, pressure, challenges is all an opportunity for me to rise. Kobe Bean Bryant spent that summer and many summers afterwards using that Jazz fallout as an opportunity. As an opportunity, he came back his second year and was a phenom. Youngest All-Star ever elected to the NBA All-Star game. Look, y'all, you know what happened after that. Him and Shaq finally got it together, and they went back to back to back. No, I didn't say back to back like Drake said. I said back to back to back. The first team to do it since MJ Bulls. And y'all, no team. I said no team. I don't care if it's Steph Curry's Warriors, Bronze Heat, Duncan Spurs. No team has gone back to back to back since Kobe and Shaq's Lakers. And y'all, he was just getting better. Every single year, the fadeaway was getting sharper. The dunks were getting smoother. The crossover and the swag was getting just beautiful, just beautiful. Didn't even have a word. It just came to me in the moment. And then we formed the old man super team, I like to call it. We formed the old man super team of Gary Payton, Karl Malone, Shaquille O'Neal, and Kobe Bean Bryant. And we got gentlemen swept by the Detroit Pistons in five games in 2004. In the Pistons finals, Kobe averaged 22 points a game, four assists, and shot a nasty, nasty, nasty 38% from the field. Obviously, that's piss poor. But remember what we said. Everything negative, pressure, challenges is all an opportunity to rise. But you know, y'all know what happened. Y'all know what happened. Him and Shaq ended up acting whack, split up, divorce. So it was just Kobe. 04 to 06, Kobe Bryant and the Misfits like a band. And they were trash. No, Laker Nation, y'all remember, they were trash. I'm talking trash, trash. I'm talking we did not win. We did not have one season between 2004, Laker Nation, and 2006 where we won 50 games in a season. Not one. After 2004, we went to the finals. Then 05, we didn't make the playoffs. 06, bounced in the first round. 07 bounced in the first round. And things got bad, Laker Nation. Things got real, real bad. Kobe Bean Bryant requested a trade from the LA Lakers. He did. Go look it up. He told Stephen A. Smith on Stephen A. Smith's show, I don't care where I go, I will play in Pluto at this point. Because he was tired of losing. And Laker Nation, we were mad at Kobe. When Kobe came back in the fall of 2007, after that summer, requesting a trade, we booed Kobe Bean Bryant. We booed him during our first home game. Factual. And to be honest, nobody wants to say this. I get where Kobe was coming from. I get where Kobe was coming from because, mind you, during these years, 2004 to 2006, Kobe was balling. Balling. 2006, he averaged 35 points a game. I mean, he averaged 43 points for the month of January. He got 81 versus Toronto. He got 62 versus Dallas in three quarters. He was balling. 2004, no MVP votes. 2005, finished in fourth place. 2006, finished in third place. Everything negative. Pressure, challenges, is all an opportunity for me to rise. Ended up trading for Pau Gasol, Andrew Bynum, Derek Fisher, Lamar Odom, and the homies. Got it together. In 2007, 2008, we went on a run to the NBA championship and met Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, and those nasty, nasty, nasty Celtics. And they spanked us. They beat us in the NBA Finals. The team that I hate to lose to. I hate losing to the Celtics more than any other team. And mind you, Kobe didn't play well in that series. For those of you that don't know, Kobe averaged 25 points in that series on 40% shooting. 40%. Obviously, that's not going to cut it. Obviously, that won't work. 40%? He could have folded underneath that. He could have. He gets back there, we lose, and he doesn't play well. Instead, he puts in that work. Instead, he gets back to it, and we go. And we go back to back in the NBA Finals, winning both. And Kobe Bean Bryant is the Finals MVP of both championships we went back to back on. And the last one, we beat those nasty Celtics. We look at this quote, right? And this was Kobe's life. This was Kobe's life. And that's why we love him, Laker Nation. That's why we love him, because everything negative, pressure, challenges, is all an opportunity for me to rise. He lived it. And, you know, I haven't even mentioned all the off-the-court stuff. I haven't even mentioned him getting booed at the Philly All-Star Game in 2002 when he won All-Star Game MVP. I haven't even mentioned us losing after being 3-1 up to the Suns in 2006. I haven't even mentioned him being blamed for Shaq's Laker exit in 2004, or the free throws after tearing his Achilles, or the game winner versus the Blazers after being told there was a Kobe stopper on that team, or the dominance in the finals as a 21-year-old in his first finals playing on an injured ankle. I ain't mentioned none of that. I ain't mentioned the 4 straight 50-point games. I ain't mentioned the 9 straight 40-point games. I ain't touched it. I ain't even gone into detail on it. The ups, the downs, the highs, the lows. 5-time champion, 2-time finals MVP, 11-time All-NBA first team, 9-time first team NBA defense, 2008 MVP, 18-time All-Star, 4-time All-Star Game MVP, 2-time scoring champion, and 1997 slam dunk NBA champion. That's the kid from Lower Merion who airballed 4 shots in the playoffs as a rookie. That's what he became. He didn't just talk that quote. Laker Nation. Laker Nation. Laker Nation, he lived it. Whoo. Whoa. I'm excited. Yo, we get to celebrate tomorrow. An A++ would be too low of a grade for Kobe Bean Bryant. He was exemplary in every aspect. Because he was human. He fell down and he got back up. And he showed it on the court and he showed it off the court. Kobe Bean, We love you, baby. Congratulations. Woo! Y'all, I'm hyped. Woo! Hype Mike the Sports Guy coming at you so fly. Look, I love y'all. We got more coming for y'all. Man, I got a little emotional with this one, y'all. I'm not going to lie. Kobe's my guy. But look, we got more coming for y'all. The playoffs are right around the corner. Look, I'm excited. I'm ecstatic. Be sure to continue to check us out. I love y'all. Peace.